There have been a lot of news stories lately about growing business ties between America and Vietnam, but cultural links between the two countries are also flourishing. One example of this is the newly published poetry collection called The Women Carry River Water. It's by the prominent North Vietnamese poet Nguyen Thieu. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of the first book-length English translation of Thieu's work.
Poet Nguyen Thieu was born in 1957 in a village near Hanoi. The American War, as it was called, was the central grim fact of life during Thieu's childhood and adolescence. His poems overflow with recollections of starvation, village war widows, and sniper fire. The war ended when Thieu was in high school, and he went on to study at Hanoi University. Later, he learned English during a stay in Cuba. Now the editor of a literary magazine in Hanoi, Thieu has published 4 books of poetry, as well as novels and children's stories. A few years ago, on a visit to a writer's workshop at the University of Massachusetts, Thieu read 3 of his poems, which he had himself roughly translated into English. Hearing them, a creative writing teacher named Martha Collins was inspired to work with Thieu to produce more sophisticated translations. The result of their collaboration is The Women Carry River Water. The book is bilingual in format. The Vietnamese and English versions of Thieu's poems appear on facing pages. To American readers of Thieu's age or older, the sight of his words, his Northern Vietnamese phrases, side by side on the printed page with their English equivalents, is as unsettling as it is miraculous. Thieu refers to himself as a dreamy poet, and there is something hallucinatory about many of his images. In his weaker poems, the visions just seem to fade out into pointlessness. In his more striking poems, however, the material world dissolves into more vivid shapes created by memory and desire. One of those poems, On the Highway, describes a line of women trudging along the side of a road carrying bamboo shrimp pots. In a flash, or maybe it's a flashback, the women transform into a line of defeated soldiers. Thieu writes, "The pot handles bend down like empty rifles. Fish scales cling to their clothes and glitter like medals. They expect no welcome, await no acclamation." Thieu transports his American readers into an exotic pre-industrial landscape where village women, their hair bound with blades of grass and their bony toes spread like chicken feet, routinely carry buckets down to the river for drinking water. Like his Victorian counterpart, Alfred Lord Tennyson, Thieu regards nature as being red in tooth and claw. In his poem, The Field, he recalls hungry grasshoppers lifting their wings to flutter in the villagers' throats. Not surprisingly, the efficient cruelty of nature calls to mind the barbarism of war in many of Thieu's poems. In The Black Ants, for instance, ants overrun a deserted banquet table as if it were a battlefield, creeping over bones, fighting their way through spilled red pepper that makes their eyes water. The most memorable poems in this collection, though, are the ones in which Thieu expresses his sharp yearning to return to the village of his childhood and to be reunited with his presumably dead mother. Here's part of the first stanza of his poem, The Day River. "The day river flows through my life like my mother coming home through our gate with heavy baskets of rice at the end of the day. I'd rub my face on her sweat-soaked back as cool as the river at night." As with so many of Thieu's poems, even this one seems to hint at the war as its underlying subtext. What joy and relief those evening reunions must have held for Thieu, a child of war, for whom no reunion could have been taken for granted.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Women Carry River Water by Nguyen Thieu.